The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. We sometimes try and explain interesting and non-largely covered things here, particularly in the state of Arizona. And this thing came up in having to do with the practice of law in Arizona. And it's something that I think could actually revolutionize not only practice of law, but the delivery of legal services with some interesting innovations. And one of the people who has been quoted a lot about this is Andy Hallaby. Andrew Hallaby, he's a partner at Snell & Wilmer here in Phoenix. People who have listened to the show know I just think the world of Snell & Wilmer. They're not in any way, shape, or form an advertiser or anything like that on the show. They do represent me in a few different areas. But I've known Andy Hallaby for a bit, and I just thought it would be worthwhile kind of letting our audience know a little bit about this interesting rule change that came down from our state Supreme Court that could affect the practice of law and the delivery of legal services. Andy, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us.
I'm delighted to be here, Seth. Thank you.
You bet. First-time guest you are. I always ask this of first-time guests. Tell the audience just a little bit about yourself, a little autobiography, where you grew up and how you came to be doing what you're doing, and then we'll get into this, I think, really interesting, innovative thing the Supreme Court gave us.
Well, sure. Thank you, Seth. So I've lived in Arizona since the mid-1990s, came here from the Midwest, and have been practicing law in a large firm ever since, devoting my practice largely to intellectual property matters, but also lawyering matters. I've been the ethics chair of my firm for many years. And so I was paying close attention when this new law was enacted by the Arizona Supreme Court last year, and I think your lead-in was just spot on. I think this could really revolutionize the way the legal business is offered to consumers in Arizona.
Good, good, good. So tell us about this new law and why it is significant.
Sure. So the term in the law is alternative business structure, or ABS, and all an ABS is a business that can provide legal services but is owned in whole or in part by non-lawyers. Now, the rules governing the practice of law are established state by state. There isn't federal regulation of the practice of law. But uniformly, since before the last pandemic, so before the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918, the states have said that only lawyers can own law practices. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to practice law or have a law firm, but wanted to invest in, say, innovations designed to improve client service or technology, the one thing you could not do was go seek investment capital.
Right.
Now, in Arizona, you can.
Now, this could have effect to people, I should say consumers, people who need lawyers, people who need other services, too, if this thing works out, right? This could expand beyond the practice or the need of lawyers or law, right?
That's exactly right. And you know, the Arizona Supreme Court, which deserves accolades for its courage in finally breaking through among the 50 states and allowing non-lawyer ownership of law firms, was just what you said at the opening. Consumers can't afford, in many instances, the legal services they need,
right.
You know, family law, small contract disputes. So one of the things that this new law is going to allow is folks who provide different kinds of professional services, say accounting, tax, estate planning, to actually be under one roof in one business with lawyers serving the customers or clients who need those services.
And this could, in fact, including, you said estate planning, we're talking wills and trusts and things like that. We're talking family law. So a lot of consumers are familiar with a lot of online, quote-unquote, do-it-yourself legal services, Zoom and other ones. Does this affect that sort of practice? Does it have the potential to expand those kinds of business opportunities?
It does. I mean, the online providers are going to benefit from the enactment of this law, because one of the things that they had to be concerned about before was whether they would be accused of engaging in the unauthorized practice of law in Arizona and any other state if the services they provide were practicing law, as that's defined in the Arizona Supreme Court rules, but weren't doing it through a lawyer admitted to practice in Arizona. Now they have a smoother path to provide those services. Others that I think are likely to take advantage of the new law are law firms that just want outside investment innovation.
Sure.
You know, the theme, what the Arizona Supreme Court believed, I believe, is that opportunity plus investment equals innovation.
Right.
That all they need to do is give lawyers and non-lawyers the chance to, you know, gain efficiencies by working together, seek investment capital for innovation, and consumers inevitably are going to benefit. It's sort of been Arizona's history and tradition of innovation and providing services of benefit to the public by removing or reducing or at least changing regulatory constraints.
We're talking to Andrew Hallaby. Andy is a partner at Snell & Wilmer here in town. One last question, Andy, and you correct me if my presumption is wrong. It's been a long time since I had to study any of this, but it seemed to
You're
me...
doing well.
memory serves that the rule where lawyers had to be owners of law practices had to do with managing misconduct. Does something like this expand opportunities for lawyer misconduct, or do you think it actually could have a beneficial or positive impact on legal lawyerly misconduct?
Good question. I don't anticipate there being more misconduct for several reasons. Number one, lawyers and now in Arizona ABSs are still very heavily regulated in the way that lawyers licensed to practice law are. Number two, this kind of law has been on the books in England and Wales and Australia for several years, and there hasn't been any substantial evidence of additional misconduct. And, you know, finally, I think that the rules of professional conduct, you know, the Arizona Supreme Court changed them a little bit to allow this, but there are still multiple rules of professional conduct that lawyers have to follow to make sure that they exercise independent judgment.
Sure,
on
none of that
is
changing. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's not changing at all.
None of that. Well, I'm always interested in expanding the ability to get more services to more people and innovation. And Arizona has been innovative on a lot of fields, education to be one of them. I'm glad it's doing it with law, too, Andy. And I was just really glad you could spend a few moments talking about it. People want to get in touch with you or talk more about it. They can go to the website, swlaw.com. That's Snell Wilmer. Swlaw.com is Andy Hallaby's firm's website. Andrew, listen, thank you. I really do appreciate your enlightening us on this.
Great pleasure, Seth. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You betcha, sir. You betcha. I am Seth Leaps, and I was glad to be able to get that out to you. 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. And we will be right back.